Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey guys, welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast live from the Toyota Lounge. I'm your host, Susie Hunter. I'm joined by certified baseball boy, Kale Sorbo. We are live right now. Game's still going on. It is the top of the eighth. Is that Jeff Hoffman warming up again? I think he kind of warmed up last night a little bit for, anyway. My goodness, what a series we've been watching in Philly this week. And we're going to break it down. We're going to talk about it. We're going to have a good old time. Let's check the Toyota chat, though, because I do see some chatty friends up in here already. Does All City liken their on-time podcast to trying to take a train to DIA? What does that mean? The game's not over yet. Yeah. We never know when a game's going to be over.
Yeah, I had it set on YouTube for 6:15, so we technically went like 10 minutes after what it was listed at. So
yeah.
Sorry, Janet, that was a rough estimation. That's
Janet,
my bad.
Listen, we don't know when a baseball game's going to be in the eighth inning. We can't predict that. It's not possible. Other non-baseball shows, I can't speak for that. We got a lot going on. We're booked and busy.
I will say, shout out the Nuggets podcast. We are very timely.
Yes, they do keep it tight. They do keep it tight. All right, guys. Phillies, Rockies are not necessarily keeping it tight this series. They're trying to avoid the sweep right now. It's not looking great, although right now we're in the eighth inning. Bases are loaded. There is just one out. Is that Michael Anthony Tolia, the Rockies home run leader, at the plate right now? We're not disseminating a live recap of this game. We would never do such a thing. But my goodness, let's reel it in. Guys, Chris Bryant is so back on the injured list. The Rockies made it official today, retroactive to Sunday. So in theory, he could come back as early as the end of this coming homestand. He could be back for Mexico City. He might not. We'll see how it goes. I feel like this is also one of those things, whether it was really bad or not as bad, they kind of needed to make a move, and you can't put a guy with a stomach bug on the IL. But you can put Chris Bryant on the IL, give him a little extra rest. Anyway, hoping he feels better soon. What else? The biggest story to come out of this series, Kyle Freeland, the pinch runner. Whew! Oh my gosh. We have just seen I've seen so much content about Kyle Freeland pinch running. What would you have done if you were manager in this situation where you have no bench? There's literally no bench. I know the Rockies do a lot of things that make us scratch our heads, but if you were paying attention, you would know that there was no bench. I don't know. Kale, what do you think about this whole situation?
I mean, I don't know. There's so many baseball games. Like, thank God he didn't really get hurt at the end there, you know. But there's so many baseball games. It was fun. Like, let's have fun with it. You know, like, there's so many baseball games and everybody was hurt. Like,
you know what? Honestly, I will say my first reaction when I saw Kyle Freeland into pinch run, I was screaming in a great way. I was so excited. I was absolutely hype. And then he collided with a person who is genuinely one of his closest friends, Jeff Hoffman, collided. They're both trying to get to the plate for the same reason. And we thought Kyle was super injured because he stayed down on the ground looking like he was hella injured. Rocky scored another run, by the way. It's 3-7 Rockies. 7-3 Rockies, if you actually know how to talk. That's what we're looking at right now. Hey, Steve G in the Toyota chat. We got this. Go Rocks. Yeah, we got some time. We got some time to reel it on in. We will get into the Kyle Freeland stuff, but I want to know you guys what you think in the Toyota chat. What would you have done in that situation if you were the manager? I always look at the tweets for better or for worse. Someone had tweeted, Like, oh, okay, so people were sick. What, was everyone in Albuquerque in wheelchairs? I'm like, that's not really how the IL works. You can't just put a guy with a GI bug on the IL. That's crazy. That's so crazy. But yeah, Chris Bryant is the person on the IL. It's his back. And I believe this is the earliest we've seen him on the injured list in a Rockies uniform since he got here a couple of years ago. Last, his first season in 2022, I think it was April 29th, he landed on the IL. And it was never the same since. I do feel like the situation is a little different just because the bench was already so, so wrecked by a stomach bug that is going through the team right now. I think they said on the broadcast even Warren Schaefer's sick right now. So we got some sick peeps. Hey, but that means Sean Bouchard gets to come back up with the Rockies. And he's been pretty solid for the Isotopes. I think he had a little bit of a slow start, but he got his first homer last night for Albuquerque in El Paso. So he's had a busy day of travel. Got his first homer of the season last night in the first inning. And that was his first extra base hit since much earlier in the season. So right now, before he got promoted, down in Albuquerque, he was slashing 314, 431, 611. He's had five doubles, four triples, and that one home run, that totals 13 RBI, or RSBI if you're a smart fan. But yeah, 13 RBI in 14 games. That is good. That's going to earn you the promotion when some of your coworkers are down and hurting. By the way, we are still in this eighth inning. Jeff Hoffman came in, so we did that pitching change. Rocky scored another one at 7-4. I would love to see a crazy comeback. No one wants to see a sweep. Sweeps aren't fun. Let's have some fun. I checked the numbers on Monday, by the way. Based on winning percentage alone, I believe the Rockies right now are on pace to lose at least 124 games. Kale, is that a number that concerns you?
I don't love that number.
Don't love it.
Either. Especially since I'm the guy that came on and predicted 71 wins. Don't love that. So yeah, don't feel great about it. Hoping it's better.
No, they're not the worst in baseball right now, though. They're not the worst. I'll give you that. Oh, we got some chatty chatters in the Toyota chat. Trenton, great to see you. I feel like these days we can't have a show without Trenton in the Toyota chat. But Trenton says, always some crazy business when the Rocks play Philly. I'm telling you, it's never a normal series. Like I always say, every Rockies game has the potential to be the weirdest game you've ever seen. But Philly's so weird too when the two of them come together. Oh, you just know you're going to see stuff that you don't normally see in games. Oh, Luigi, Homer, Isotopes. Nice Simpsons reference. I'm going to have to be really honest with you guys. I don't understand. I know that there is a connection between the Isotopes and the Simpsons, but I've never seen that episode or those episodes, so I don't actually know why there's a connection. If you are a Simpsons historian, also, this is a show that's been on since like before I was born. Like, I can't keep up. How am I supposed to keep up? I don't know. All right. But we got two outs right now and two men in scoring position. Jacob Stallings is at the plate. He's pretty solid. He's fine. I have no qualms with him. No qualms. All right. We're going to work on breaking down this series as a whole. Also, let me know what you guys are thinking, though. Also, what are your takeaways from this series? I'll tell you mine. You tell me yours. But first, I got to tell you all about Toyota because you need to be visiting your Front Range Toyota stores because they're our besties. They are our besties. And Toyota is the official vehicle of DNVR. They're so excited to be partnering with us. And it is so mutual. But yeah, whether you're conquering off-road trails or hauling the weight of the world, there is a Toyota truck that is right for you. Maybe the all-new 2024 Tacoma. You can get a truck and stop borrowing your friend's truck every time you need to buy something big from Target. You could do that. You could be that person. You could be that person. Toyota also, listen, they've got 17 models available with all-wheel drive and four-wheel drive, like the epic 4Runner. We love the 4Runner. And we need that all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive here in Colorado because the roads be roading like that. But yeah, visit your Front Range Toyota stores at a location near you. AutoNation Toyota Arapahoe in Centennial, Corwin Toyota in Boulder, Groove Toyota in Littleton, Mountain States Toyota in Denver, Stevenson Toyota East and Stevenson Toyota West in Aurora and Lakewood. Toyota, the official vehicle of the Colorado Rockies and the official vehicle of DNVR. All right, let's talk about our friends at Bet365. Did anyone put some bets on this game? Because this one was, it's been a fun one. It's been a fun one. But listen, that's always how it is at Bet365 because at Bet365, they do not do ordinary. They believe every sport should be extraordinary. Right now, new customers can choose between two offers when they open an account using Bet365. Use code DNVR365 to sign up. Deposit just $10. And you can choose between either a bet and get, place a bet of $5 or more and get $150 in bonus bets, or a first net safety bet. You can place a bet up to $1,000. And if that qualifying bet loses, you'll get a matched refund in bonus bets. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. And listen, we got NBA playoffs coming up, NHL playoffs coming up. You gotta get that app downloaded right now. You might as well get some wins while your teams are winning, am I right? I am right. All right. You must be 21 or older and physically located in the state of Colorado. Please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. Again, 21 or older, got to be in Colorado, got to download the Bet365 app using code DNVR365. The Rockies have made this. Ooh, are we back? Guys, that was so weird. We are so back. It's very, is it because it's so warm in here that this computer is just like, I got to take a break?
Yeah, I don't know. Sorry, I do not know what
to say. Kale, oh my, no, do not be sorry. I feel like what the Rockies are doing right now in Philly made the computer do that. The computer's like, what am I watching? Because when we, before this show started, okay, we shot a promo. It was a 7-1 ball game. The Phillies were up 6 runs. The Rockies have made it a 1-run game. It is 7-6 Philly right now, and that is kind of exciting. That is kind of exciting because, listen, just a few minutes ago, we kind of thought it was all falling apart, to quote Thomas. Did you get to hear him say that when we were out on the road?
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did.
I did.
Yes, you did. Are you okay?
Yeah, sorry. I'm trying to figure out what happened to the computer.
Are you okay? I'm so sorry.
No idea what just happened.
You know what? I was so busy talking. I was so busy in an ad read that while we were doing all that, here's what happened. These are not live updates. These are just updates after the fact. So here's what happened in this eighth inning. This... let me do some math. I'm so sorry. This 5-run eighth inning. Brenton Doyle, leadoff single. Ryan McMahon, single. Elias Diaz, single to load the bases. Montero, sack fly. Brenton Doyle scores. That makes it 7-2. Sean Bouchard walks. The bases are loaded again. Michael Tolia walks in a run. I'm so proud of him. That made it 7-3. All right, then they did a pitching change. Jeff Hoffman comes in. Charlie Blackman comes in as a pinch hitter to replace Alan Trejo. He grounds out, but Diaz scores. That makes it 7-4. Stallings comes up. He walks again to load the bases. And then Tovar singles. Now all of a sudden it's 7-6. Because Bouchard and Tolia scored. And then the inning ended on Brenton Doyle flying out to left. But, that means the Rockies batted around on the Phillies. Diaz is going to stay in the game. Brendan Rodgers is going to stay in the game. He almost missed this whole Philly series, by the way, because he was one of the guys who has been sick, was not in the starting lineup today. Anyway, we got Justin Lawrence on the mound, the line of Panama. Let's hope he keeps it a one-run game. Everyone knock on wood. Kale, for one, clearly when we go live, good things happen.
Great things happen.
Really good things happen. I'm going to check in on the Toyota chat, by the way, just to see. Oh, this is blowing up. Yeah, bases were loaded a bunch. Suddenly it's a one-run game. Kale, are we back? We're so back.
We're so back. I have checked. We are definitely back.
Yes. Hey, Justin Burgers. Hello. Good to see you in the Toyota chat. Luigi says, Chris Bryant is injured again. Called it 2 weeks ago. He doesn't want to be here. He doesn't want to be injured. No one wants to be injured. Someone had to go on the IL because too many dudes have been sick. Too many dudes. But also, Chris Bryant seems like he's pretty injured. I don't know. Like, if I kept, like, falling down the stairs and breaking my leg, do you think people would be like, wow, she does not want to be here? I mean, maybe you would. I don't know. Let's move on. While this game is going on, we're going to talk about Monday's game, because Monday's game was the first game we saw go into extras for the Rockies. It was that 2-1 loss in 10 innings. Buddy said this after the game. I agree. It was a very well-played game on both sides. But, of course, that's where we saw that really controversial decision to put Kyle Freeland, your number one starting pitcher, in as a pinch runner. Here's the funny thing, though, Kale. I saw this on Twitter because people have been talking about this so much. Our friend on Rocky's Twitter, at Oak Tree Status, was like, oh, yeah, I actually do this all the time at MLB The Show. I put Kyle Freeland as a pinch runner because guess what? He's fast.
I mean, that makes a lot for in video game context, like just you're like, oh, fast stat. Cool. Like, that sounds great.
But like Kyle Freeland, well, he is fast. He's one of the most athletic guys on this team. Who else are you going to put in if you have to? Okay. So like there's no bench. You're going to have to put a pitcher in. Are you going to put in a reliever that you might need in extra innings? Or are you going to put in the guy who pitched the day before who, you know, you're not going to need?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many games. Like, it's
so
let's
many
have
games.
Some fun. Let's have some fun.
Let's get weird with it. I love getting weird with it. So, yeah, Kyle Freeland coming in as a pinch runner. It was hilarious until it all went wrong. He came in for Diaz. Diaz hit a double. So then Kyle's on base. He runs home on a ball in the dirt. And then him and Jeff Hoffman collide at home. He's called out. The call's challenged. And it was weird for a lot of reasons. Because one, I think he looked safe. Two, it did look like obstruction. But he did say after the game, he said, no, it wasn't obstruction. The home plate umpire saw it as a convergence of two players both trying to make the play. Super strange. Yeah. Again, bench was non-existent. And yeah, the funny thing is, of course, is that Kyle Freeland and Jeff Hoffman are real life, really good friends. Apparently they golf together. But what happened in the rest of that game? It was a little pitcher's duel. Cal Quantrill was in for a whole six innings through 90 pitches, four hits, one run. It was earned, two walks, one strikeout. Aaron Nola came in for the eighth too. Like, these guys have been just like making these nice long appearances that bullpens must love. We saw Justin Lawrence. He had another scoreless inning, a scoreless seventh inning. He allowed a hit, struck out one, no walks through 11 pitches. Ooh, that chef's kiss. Pitch efficiency. We saw Jalen Beeks. He allowed a walk. He had a wild pitch. All that to kind of kick off that inning. Nick Mears came in for 1 1/3. He came in to finish off the eighth for Beeks, who was struggling a little bit with that command. Nick Mears got a strikeout in the ninth, too. No hits, no walks. Nick Mears, 2.35 ERA after that outing. Jake Bird came in for the final two outs in extras. We saw a sack bunt to advance the Ghost Runner, a 6-3 putout, and then an RBI single to end the game in the 10th. It was kind of a wild one. That was a game that was moving really quickly until it went into extras. Tuesday's game went so quickly. We'll talk about that in a second. But in terms of offense, the Rockies were 0-for-4 with runners in scoring position. Not so fun. Michael Tolia. Okay, so at the time, these are numbers from right after that game. Hitting 143, but leading the team in home runs with 4 home runs. He was the only Rocky to score on Monday. But kind of nice because he's a UCLA alum. So is Jackie Robinson. It was Jackie Robinson night. It was nice. He homered off the first pitch he saw in the 5th inning. We saw a Brenton Doyle single. We saw an Elias Diaz single. We saw an Elias double. And a Trejo single. I think that might have been his first hit of the season. So overall, what an interesting game. Monday was the wild one. That is for sure. Tuesday was the shutout. We had Austin Gomber on the mound. But Ranger Suarez was on the mound for the Phillies. He pitched a complete game shutout. Like, that was it, you know? Also, something interesting. Trey Turner had reached, originally it was scored as an error. So then Austin Gomber was only charged with one of the 3 runs in that game. That was after the game rescored to a single. So now all of Gomber's runs were earned. Yeah, let me look at the, I'm gonna look at the line. Hold on, let me pull it up. Yeah, Austin Gomber, 5 1/3 innings on Tuesday's game. 89 pitches, 61 of them for strikes, 5 hits, 3 runs. Originally, only one of them was scored as earned. They're all earned now. He didn't walk anyone. He struck out 4. He allowed a home run. He went into that game with a 4.91 ERA. Left that game with a 4.95 ERA. So that is his baseline right now, I guess. Victor Vodnik came in for 1 2/3, threw 26 pitches, didn't allow a hit, didn't allow a run. He struck out 2. Victor Vodnik still with an ERA of 0. And then Tyler Kinley came in, gave up a hit and 2 more runs. Contributed to that 5-0 shutout. Tyler Kinley's got an ERA of 12.86 right now, by the way. Hey, Trenton in the Toyota chat, rally time. Don your rally caps if you got them. Let's see, what else do we have in here? I think I'm just like lost in the chat. Oh, hold on. No, wait, we got it back. Luigi, are we betting the under like a certain Porter brother? Did I see that Michael Porter Jr.'s brother is banned from basketball?
Yeah, banned from basketball for life. Yep.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a wild story.
I mean, you can't be betting on the sport you play in. You can't do that?
No, he was, like, fixing games. He was, like, betting his... He was, like, throwing games.
Hella can't do that either.
Yeah, he was, like, betting on his own personal unders and his team to lose and then, like, checking out of games.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Yeah, it was bad.
Oh, my goodness. My future brother-in-law is at this Phillies-Rocks game, Mountain Philly right now, by the way, because he sent us a picture in the group chat. Like maybe an hour and a half ago. And I'm like, oh my gosh, wait, you're there. So he's watching a good one. That's for sure. That is for sure. All right. Where were we? Where the heck were we, Kale? We were talking about Tuesday's game, that 5-0 loss. So yeah, Rocks can't win the series, but they could try to avoid the sweep. We're here in the 9th. I see it on TV, just like many of you guys are. Still a 1-run game. We got 1 out, no one on. It is the top of the 9th. This is kind of juicy. This is some juicy stuff. See, if Elias Diaz just hits a home run right here, then we're going to go into extras again. Oh my goodness. All right, let's reel it in. Let's talk about our friends at Game Time, because the Rocks are about to be back in town. And I know y'all are going to want to grab some tickets. And you're going to get the best price. You're going to get to see the view from your seats. You can do all of this with Game Time, because they are for the last minute kings and queens like you and I. But yeah, Game Time is now an authorized ticket marketplace of Major League Baseball, which makes getting tickets even faster and easier. So prices on the Game Time app actually go down when it gets closer to first pitch. They've got some killer last minute deals too. My favorite thing is that if you don't get the lowest price, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. So you don't have to worry about scrolling through all the apps, seeing who's got what. If Game Time doesn't have it, they're going to make it right. That's their promise. So yeah, take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use code DNVR for $20 off your purchase, your first purchase. But again, download the app, use code DNVR. Some terms do apply, but download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. I guarantee I'm going to want a Breck Brew after this game, regardless of the outcome, because this is crazy. We got two outs right now, by the way. Ew. I'll have a Breck Brew for however many, for whatever the run difference is. All right. Reel it. Hey, Breckenridge has a draft party going on. That is going down at the Breckenridge Brewery Farmhouse for the DNVR Broncos draft show on April 25th, Todd Davis, Henry Chisholm, and Ryan Konigsberg are going to be breaking down the NFL draft live. A burger and a house beer are included in your ticket price. Before and after the show, you're going to be able to meet and greet, take pics with the DNVR crew, and DNVR is going to have some fun giveaways, some swag, some pint glasses. So fun. And more. Raising Cane's reps are also going to be in-house to hand out some great swag and footballs and et cetera. Oh, we love a collab. But as always, as you know, Breckenridge Brewery, the official craft beer of DNVR. And check out the beer locator at breckbrew.com to find your favorite Breck Brew near you. All right. We got two outs. We got Nolan Jones on base. Is he pinch running? Shit always happens when I'm trying to do the ad reads. I'm here so I don't get fined. Here we go. We have a base runner, Trenton, in the chat. Everyone, knock on wood right the hell now. We've got a base runner with two outs in the top of the ninth. Kind of the Phillies' last chance to avoid the Phillies. The Rockies' last chance to avoid the Phillies' sweep. I swear, I'm here. I am here. Let's talk about, what else we want to talk about? What else do we need to know about this game that we've seen right now? Yeah, Nolan was left out of the lineup today. Bouchard took over in left field. As we know, he just came up from Albuquerque. I would love to know what time he got in, because if he was playing in El Paso last night, he's got to be a little tired. But hey, he seemed like he was hanging in there pretty well. Oh, yeah. Nolan Jones came in as a pinch runner because Montero got a single. Did I just see that Nolan Jones stole second base? Kayla, are we cooking right now?
Streets are saying rocks.
What? The streets are saying rocks. Good Lord. This is so fun. I am here for the chaos. I love the Rockies and Phillies' commitment to being chaotic at all times. All right. I need a little water. All right. There we go. Things are going down. What else do we need to know about this game that we're watching right now? Mentioned Ryan Feltner. He gave up those two. So first inning, gave up two home runs back to back. First batter, second batter. Gave up a double, an RBI double, an RBI single. And then Peter Lambert came in, immediately gave up a home run when he took over in the sixth inning. Ryan Feltner gave up another couple of hits and another run in the fifth inning, too. So that's what we got going on right now. That's what we got cooking. That is Nolan Jones. That did not look like a very smooth slide into second. And that play is under review. Who challenged that play? If only you guys knew, there was a spotlight right in front of the score bug. Live is fun. Live is fun. I love watching these games live with y'all. It's a fun event. It really is. Will adding a challenge on that safe call. That is pretty rough. Trenton in the chat mentioned earlier, Freeland pinch running was the most ridiculous thing ever. It was ridiculous, and I feel like it should have worked. I think he's safe. I think Nolan Jones, by the way, he's talking to guys who are safe. I think Nolan Jones is safe. That was a good win for him. Like a personal victory is what I mean. Will Carpenter in the broadcast, True Goodman called Brandon Marsh Jason Worth. Okay, I'm not here to like dunk on anyone. There's a lot of players out there, okay? A lot of players. Brandon Marsh is fascinating to me because why is his hair always looking like that? You know? Kale, do you know what I mean?
Not really, but that's okay.
His, we got ZCZCZCZ in the chat. I don't know how you say your username. Will the Rockies draft Shador? Why not? Why the hell not?
Honestly, keep him in Colorado, whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. Can he play baseball?
I would doubt he's ever swung a bat in his life. Well, no, that's not true. His dad was a professional baseball player. I'll bet you he was really good at it.
You know what? How did he land on football over baseball?
I don't know.
You know what?
I'm gonna do some digging.
I'm gonna say fuck it, we ball. Let's draft Shador. I don't even care if he declares for the MLB draft. Like, I just want the Rockies to be like, you know what? With our third overall pick, let's take a Sanders. Let's take a Sanders. And there is the last out. All right. Game has ended. 7-6 loss to the Phillies. The Rockies have suffered their first sweep of the season. They've had some rough losses, but they haven't been swept. I will say to the Rockies' credit, guys, they have been in these games. That was a really fun eighth inning rally. Hello. Hi. All right. Some other things to note about this series. So the Rockies, of course, this is their first sweep. The first time they've been swept this season. The Rockies also haven't won a series yet. And last year we were kind of in the same boat where the Rockies didn't win their first series until 8 series in. And that was April 24th through the 26th in Cleveland, of all places. And that was the longest stretch to begin a season without a series win in franchise history. Will the Rockies be in the same boat again? Because we're getting pretty close. We're getting pretty close. All right, we mentioned earlier the Rockies are on pace to lose like about 124 games right now. The White Sox are on pace to lose about 142. So there's that. The Marlins are also on pace to lose about 133. So right now the Rockies are not at the bottom of the barrel. Hey, they're not even at the bottom of the NL. One of the other teams that kind of shared the bottom of the barrel with the Rockies last year, the Royals, one of the two teams worse than the Rockies last year. I hate to say it, they're starting off this season on a tear. I would have loved to have seen that from these guys, but you get what you get and you don't get upset. The Royals, these stats aren't from today, but they're probably still pretty accurate. They have a plus 39 run differential, which is the best in baseball. They've got one of the best records in baseball. And yeah, the Royals, they're having a grand old time after having more than 100 losses last year. The A's are also doing better than Colorado, too. So we're seeing some of the other teams that were right there with us last year doing better than us this year. That I don't love. I don't love that part. Don't love that part. All right. Hey, I do love, though, that we're able to watch our Colorado Rockies on Fubo TV. That's the thing about Fubo. You get to watch all the Colorado teams for the lowest price. And you're also getting more than 140 live channels of TV, of sports, of shows, of movies, and news. And you can stream live TV from any of your devices. And you can start watching immediately with a free trial. There's no contract, no cable, no hassle. Just sign up and start watching. And who watches anything besides sports live? I don't. You get 1,000 hours of cloud DVR, too. So you can DVR all the Vanderpump Rules you want and then watch it when you're ready. And, yeah, the Colorado Rockies for the first time on Fubo TV all season long. Watch all your favorite sports, including the Colorado Rockies, with Fubo. Go to www.fubotv.com/DNVR to sign up for 15% off your first month of Fubo Pro. Again, that's fubotv.com/DNVR. Save that 15%. All right. Yeah, watching a baseball game especially makes me want some sunflower seeds real bad. But you can get some real good seeds from Chinook Seedery. Listen, no sandpaper tongue, no salty burn. You can eat all of these Chinook Seedery seeds all day long without tearing up your mouth. And they're going to be so kind to your taste buds with some one-of-a-kind flavors you can't find anywhere else. I'm talking lemon pepper, jalapeno ranch, parmesan and pepper, hatch chili, smokehouse barbecue, dill pickle, cinnamon toast. And I'm pretty sure Tiff, like, actually lives off of these seeds. Kale, I'm a little concerned. She eats a lot of sunflower seeds. No, we're not concerned. She's just loving her life. You can love your life. Get a sampler pack. Try all 8 flavors. Go to ChinookSeedery.com. Use code Rockies for 20% off your order. Best seeds ever. All right, we got some good stuff going on in the minors. Down in AA, Zach Veen leading the team in hits. He's got 11 hits right now. He also went 2-for-4 with a triple on Tuesday night. He has got an average of 379 through 8 games. He went 11-for-29 in that stretch. Zach Veen's also leading the Yard Goats in home runs. Oh, in runs, not home runs. He's leading our Rockies AA team in runs. You know who is leading in home runs? Benny Montgomery, the AA Eastern League Player of the Week. He went 8-for-24 with 3 doubles and 2 home runs in 6 games for Hartford. He's hitting .333. He's also got 10 RBI. Leading the Yard Goats with 10 RBI. Hey, remember Carson Palmquist, who started the first spring training game? He's been down in AA. He's got 2 wins already for the Yard Goats, which is pretty exciting. We'll see how he does. Down in AAA, of course, we know Sean Bouchard's been doing well. Aaron Shunk has been doing pretty well, too. He extended his hitting streak to 5 games with an RBI single Tuesday night. He's slashing 300. He's slashing 300, 391, 400 with 2 doubles, 5 RBI, and 2 walks. Hey, Jimmy Herron tearing it up a little bit, too. He has a hit in all 7 games he's played this season. Jimmy Herron, also a dude from Philly, by the way. He got a season-high 3 RBI on Sunday night. Pretty fun stuff. Kale, did you find anything in your digging?
Doesn't seem like Shador ever played baseball.
That's so crazy.
Seems like he's been a football guy pretty much his whole life.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I want him to change that.
Yeah.
Why not? I wonder what he could play. Like, I wonder what position he would play.
He'd probably be a shortstop.
You know what? Yeah.
Doesn't have, like, an insane arm, but crazy athletic, really accurate. He's probably a shortstop.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Shador for shortstop. Let's go. All right, guys. Hey, let's check the Toyota chat real fast. Will adding the call stands that save a second. Yeah. I'm pretty sad reading the comments now because now it's not a comeback anymore. It just was a little too short. And yeah, swept. All right, Luigi's like, we need to broom Chris Bryant out of town. Oh, man, I think he's hurting enough. I don't know. I wasn't trying to be the Chris Bryant defender, but here I am. Here I am. Trenton in the chat said we couldn't pull it off. Just glad we kept it close. It was close. Close doesn't win, but close isn't demoralizing. Okay. Like opening day in Arizona, that was borderline demoralizing. This, I can live with a come from behind one run game. I can live with it. Do I want better? Of course. But I'll be able to sleep tonight. All right. Any of your final thoughts, throw them in the Toyota chat because we got to talk about this weekend. The Rockies are back in town on Friday. We're going to have a pregame show at 6:00. So we'll have all the freshest takes from all the guys. We'll talk to them before. We'll come here. We'll do a whole show about it. And then there's going to be a Rockies game on. The Mariners are in town too. They're not often in town. Until now. Yeah, Friday we got Dakota Hudson starting. Saturday we got Kyle Freeland back in action. Sunday, Cal Quantrill's going to get the start. Friday it's a 6:40 game. Saturday it's 6:10. Sunday it's 1:10. And we'll see. None of these starters right now that we're going to see this weekend in this next series have the whim. Dakota Hudson's got a 4.15 ERA. Kyle Freeland's got a 13.21 ERA. Cal Quantrill, 5.57. Okay, so we've seen at least a handful of quality starts from this group, our group of starters. But my goodness, we got to get some wins on the books. We have to. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Final score out there in Philly, 6-7. Rockies get swept. Rockies are 4-15 before they head home. Man, the Phillies had an 8-8 record when we got there. Damn it. So annoying. All right. Kale, any final thoughts? You've seen a couple of Rockies games this season, these series.
No real thoughts. I'm getting flamed on Twitter right now for saying streets are saying rocks.
The streets? Oh, no.
Because the streets were not saying rocks.
I mean, the streets were saying it. They just weren't saying it loud enough.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyways, yeah, that's all I have.
Yeah. That made me a little sad. I was kind of happy with the comeback, but it's okay. We're going to be okay. Because guess what? We got so many more baseball games. This was just, was this 19? Yeah, 19 out of 162, guys. We got a whole bunch more together to go. We're gonna pregame it together right back here Friday on YouTube. Kale, before we go, where can we follow you on social media?
I'm on Twitter at Kale Sorbo, Kale with two L's.
Kale with two L's. JJ Kale, as Bud Black likes to call you. True, he has a nickname. Trent in the chat, please watch The Simpsons Isotopes episodes on the day off tomorrow. I don't even know how to find those. I couldn't even tell you where to watch The Simpsons or how to find any Isotopes episodes.
Well, someone gave us the episode.
Oh.
It's
shit,
season
they did.
3, episode 17.
Oh, okay. Season 3?
Yeah, that's old school.
I wasn't even here, ma'am. Didn't even exist. That's crazy. All right. Yeah, Rocks are back home. You can follow me at the Susie Hunter on all platforms. Stay up to date with all the latest Rockies news at DNVR_Rockies. And Kale, you know what I love to say about closing out a show?
What do you say, Suze?
I say, that's baseball. That's the show. We will chat right back here on the DNVR Sports YouTube channel at 6:00 Mountain Time on Friday. Pre-game. Talk to you then. Have a great week.
We all silly like the mayor.